Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Absolutely insane update here from the Carmelo Anthony hearing that's going on. Carmelo Anthony being the young man who stabbed another kid in the heart at a track meet in suburban Dallas. And he was convicted of murder, 35 years in prison was the sentence, and they are trying to get a new trial. Now, apparently the defense and the prosecution in the original trial had come to an agreement. They referred to it as a gentleman's agreement. And that is that the defense said, hey, we got dirt on the victim, Austin Metcalf, that will paint him in a negative light. Also his brother. That may help our self-defense claim. And then the prosecution said, hey, let's have a gentleman's agreement. We won't use any extraneous information in the trial about Carmelo Anthony's past.
Okay.
And, you know, this has turned in, of course, to like this civil rights thing, bizarrely, because Carmelo Anthony is black. And, I mean, you even have James Tallarico running for Senate in Texas saying, well, it's clearly black people don't get a fair shake in the criminal justice system.
Those would be the race baiters.
Yes, right. Exactly. Just it's beyond me. Well, that gentleman's agreement is gone now because they are looking for a new trial because, you know, he was railroaded.
How?
Here's the update.
Okay.
Carmelo's from the courtroom in Collin County today. Carmelo Anthony's girlfriend, Valeria, went to the school the morning of the stabbing and told school officials she had broken up with Anthony and he was stalking her. 1 hour later, Austin was dead at the track meet. Anthony said in a text message the morning of the stabbing, quote, I'm low-key on the verge. Anthony had a history of violence and wanted to stab someone. There is a text message where he fantasizes about stabbing someone and licking the blood off of the blade.
Oh, boy.
He was ticked off because he got dumped by his girlfriend and he was looking for a fight. And he wanted to stab somebody. And apparently, he had been taken to a special program at LSU for kids who get into fights all the time. This was when he lived in Louisiana prior to moving to Texas.
And none of that was brought up in the trial?
No, because there was some potentially derogatory information about the Metcalfs that I guess, I don't know if the family didn't want it coming out or the prosecution said, hey, this may hurt our case in a murder trial, which to me is kind of ridiculous considering,
well, yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's
Yes.
That's the ballgame.
Are you telling me that program did not work?
No, it did not work.
That he was in, that government-funded program to keep those kids from fighting? The programs where they sit down and they show them better ways to live their life and they leave and they're just on the narrow after that? That didn't work?
Carmelo Anthony, he was just trying to get out of the rain and he was a victim and these big white boys just came and started shoving him and he had no choice.
Donnie.
But his own girlfriend is saying, telling the school because she was afraid of him.
Right.
Telling the school, hey, he's like stalking me now because he's mad that I dumped him. And he has talked about stabbing somebody. Yeah. And then an hour after that report, wouldn't you know it, he murders somebody.
Wow.
Man.
I wonder how Legacy Media is going to treat that part of the story.
Will they even talk about it?
Yeah, I was just going to say they'll ignore it completely, I'm sure.
They might.
Yeah.
They might. And again, if you missed it, David had the clip of James Tallarico in Texas on Charlemagne the Fraud's Breakfast Club show.
Texas, we see what happened with Carmelo Anthony, and you said it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, I've done a lot of work in the State House on justice reform, and right now we've got a system that doesn't serve all Americans equally, and we know that black Texans have been have not gotten the justice they deserve in many cases. And you know, I'm not an expert on this particular case, but I know that there were no black members of the jury. And to me, that's the only evidence you need to really prove that this system is not working for black Texans.
Yeah, because when they asked the potential jurors, could you be fair with this one? They were like, nope.
Yeah.
That's why there weren't. But you didn't mention that to Charlemagne the Frog.
No.
Right. Okay. Wow. All right. Be keeping an eye on that for reaction. Other news out there. This is from a New York City official. Is this about the grocery stores?
It sure is. The lead official for New York City's government grocery store is a shaved head lady named Waverly Neer. And she says that the city might...
The Robin's reaction to this stuff. If it's on video, you'd be dying laughing.
Again, you start with the name Waverly, and you got nowhere to go but down.
Waverly Neer...
She's follically challenged. Yes, go ahead.
She says that the city might also give money to local grocers because they're worried about being undercut by the government grocery stores. Wait a minute. I thought they were in food deserts. What are we doing here?
No kidding. Okay, let's hear this.
Yeah, I think we're, you know, as an agency, looking at a number of different complementary, you know, policies and programs, grants, incentives that can come alongside these grocery stores to support other, you know, local independent businesses that are in the neighborhoods. We're going to continue to listen and we're going to continue to engage. And I'll be, you know, alongside the operator as our partner. And like I said, making sure that we are complementary to the other businesses that are here in the neighborhood.
So other locations, other grocery stores can get grants from the city under this?
Something on the table. We're exploring a lot of different options and opportunities.
Yes.
I think, you know, there's a whole host of levers that the EDC is
levers!
Within to make sure that, you know, everyone has equitable and equal access to opportunities here.
Access?
The cliches, that's a record number, I think, in a matter of three sentences.
Well, it could have been better. I didn't hear toolbox in there.
Well, that's true.
It's coming.
Well, yeah. It's no Roger Goodell, okay?
Oh, no.
Well, no.
That's just two words. Communities and?
Issues.
Yes. We care about the issues in the communities and the committed to those issues.
Well, she used those buzzwords, too.
Oh, of course she did.
They were all there.
Yes.
Gosh.
And she had the same songy delivery that has to go along with it?
Hey, Waverly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So they're solving problems in the big cities. We got that. Of course, I'm joking. There was a mom in Seattle that tried to solve a problem. I don't know if you saw this story or not. Certainly our friends in Seattle know all about it. And that is this lady that said, okay, this is nuts. All the needles around the parks.
Yeah.
The kids can't play here. Okay, it's Andrea Suarez, and the name of the group is We Part Seattle. Like, we're going to start picking up needles and making sure that, you know, we can have our kids play around here because this is ridiculous. The city's supposed to do it. They don't do it.
Yeah.
And, well, now they're being investigated.
Of course. Naturally.
For what?
I'll just play you part of the clip. This is from the group as they're picking up the needles, and then you'll understand.
In the past 30 minutes, I've picked up more than 25 hypodermic needles, caps, syringes. We've picked up 100 pieces of foil minimally in the last 30 minutes. Some of them had drug residue still in them. Thousands of pieces of used fentanyl. This is absurd. Somebody has taken the time to report We Heart Seattle for improper handling and collection of hypodermic needles and fentanyl paraphernalia in the state of Washington has served me paperwork. I am under investigation for improper handling of drug paraphernalia in the city of Seattle.
Improper handling of drug paraphernalia in the city of Seattle.
Yes.
We're trying to clean up a park.
Yes.
That the city doesn't clean up. All right. That makes sense.
Yes.
There's a specific way to handle it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not being, I mean, less, they're not being, you know, they're being less than dangerous or less than awkward or what is it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll show you a picture of the bucket of needles they were picking.
Oh, my God.
You can paint that picture.
Holy cow.
What are you seeing?
A bucket of needles. It is.
Yes.
It's a bucket of needles.
Well, she's got gloves on.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
But that's all around, you know, the park. It seems like it's sanitary in the way that they're doing it.
We got to wait for a syringe handling specialist to get there? What is going on?
Well, good paying union syringe jobs. That's where that money should be going.
Syringe Local 102.
It's bonkers, man. Some people, they just put the needles right into trees.
Well, they're easier to find that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's an unbelievable picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they're shooting up the tree.
Yes.
There's like 12 needles in that tree.
We got to do something about drug-addicted oak trees.
No kidding. They're killers.
So this is something else that Michael Schellenberger, who's kind of an expert when it comes to homeless issues, was on Fox last night talking about the group in Seattle.
Andrea Suarez, she's maybe one of the most effective homelessness advocates anywhere. And she's taking on herself. She literally cleans up homeless sites. She cleans up the needles. She embarrasses the city. The city doesn't want to clean up the open-air drug scenes. It doesn't want to clean things up. I mean, that's really important to understand. She's cleaning up and embarrassing them. That's why now you have, you know, I think a recall finally coming for the mayor of Seattle. I think there's a really good chance they're going to be able to get her out of office.
Yeah, that's one of the other stories out of there. Yeah. Looking for 70,000 signatures for recall vote. Mm. So we'll see what happens, man. It's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you've seen it year after year, different stories. I mean, that was, I mean, what, this was like 7 years ago. We're just talking to different people around town. They're saying the whole thing with the needles, and you can just set up a camp anywhere. I can't park my car here, but they let a whole campsite go up.
Yeah. Well, and it's the compounding tragedy is that a lot of those folks, when the first time we visited our affiliate, KVI, is like there had been a real resurgence in the city of Seattle. They were talking about, you know, a few decades ago, it was sort of like last one out, don't forget to turn out the lights.
Yes.
And then there's this big rebound flush with cash because of Microsoft and all the tech stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lunatics were allowed to take control, and they're ruining the city all over again. And it seems like it's on purpose.
Yes. It's like every major city down the West Coast, one after another. It's like who can kill itself the first? It's really sad. Meanwhile, the WNBA is taking advantage of their huge opportunity to grow the league because of more interest being in the league than there's ever been, but yet they continually shoot themselves in the foot.
Yes.
And with that update, David Van Camp.
Yes. You've got the WNBA coach Cheryl Reeve doesn't want to talk about dudes and girls sports anymore.
Oh, why?
Well,
Because I heard one of the coaches say it was about hate or something.
No. She's saying because there are too many people buying into it.
What?
I don't want to give them any more oxygen that they deserve. We know, and I've said this before, transgender kids belong. And I think, you know, as we're seeing sort of politically in this country, they found a talking point that people are buying into. And the only thing I ask is that people educate themselves further on these issues and what we're capable of doing when we work on something together.
It's pretty simple.
And that something is not used as, you know, simply rhetoric to marginalize a community that does not deserve marginalization.
Implying that you're just too dumb and you need to educate yourself.
Yeah, that you don't understand.
You don't understand.
Dongs in girls' sports is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. Well, you got a chance to prove that coming up in the draft. You do. You got, and if they don't, if they bypass these guys, then...
Well, there's another coach that's saying, we just need to lead with love. I'll get that for you. Oh, yeah, and the five stories we're watching today, straight in.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and now the five stories we're watching today.
One, two.
All right, number five, Act Blue CEO has pleaded the fifth under congressional questioning and foreign donation investigation, because Act Blue, which is the clearinghouse for fundraising for Democrats, boy, they were sure taking a lot of questionable donations from places outside of the U.S., huh?
Yeah.
They're pleading the fifth
again.
Yes. Number four, the FBI seized former Representative Eric Swalwell's
electronics.
Thank you. From him at the San Francisco airport and from his D.C. home in this investigation over sexual misconduct allegations. Number three, President Trump announced what he called economic D-Day against Iran, warning that countries providing Tehran with financial support could face serious consequences. Number two, Gustavo Gordillo is the co-chair of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America. He claims that he's a union electrician, but the union put out a statement saying you failed at your apprenticeship. You didn't show up to work. And also, what about the union dues you owe us?
That's great.
Yeah, so again, this is the same guy whose parents bought him a degree from Yale and a $1.5 million house in New York. Working man's champion right there.
Absolutely.
Gay Gomez Adams strikes again. And then number one, on a much more serious note, Carmelo Anthony. This is the young man who murdered Austin Metcalf at a high school track meet in suburban Dallas. Well, they're looking for a new trial because of claims of racism, or he got railroaded or something, because Carmelo Anthony is black and the victim was white. At a hearing today in Collin County, the prosecutor revealed that Carmelo's girlfriend had gone to their school the morning of the stabbing to say that Carmelo was stalking her after she broke up with him and that he was, quote, on the verge. That was an hour before the stabbing. He had a history of violence and made references to stabbing people and licking the blood off of the blade.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's amazing that that was not used in the original trial.
I know.
Okay.
Inadmissible.
Okay, I mentioned the WNBA coach that said we need to bring love, because the other one, Cheryl Reeves, said you need to educate yourself
right. When
it comes to dogs and girls sports, because you just don't get it. Especially you, Scott Robinson.
Well, where am I supposed to go educate myself at, Cheryl?
Mm.
Pamphlet? You got something for me?
I'm sure some woke
that
pamphlet.
Pushes back on that, that refutes it? Okay.
Other coaches are just concerned with the amount of hate speech that's going on. Okay. Isn't that what happens?
That's what they call it.
You try to bring in an argument of, like, here's why this doesn't make sense, hate speech.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyway, this is the coach of the Golden State Valkyries, Natalie Nicase. Roll it.
And I want to ask you, the reports of the protests outside the arena regarding trans kids or trans people participating in sports. Cheryl talked about it. Do you have any comment on that?
I would say just my comment would be, you know, as I've spoken before, like, there's, I mean, just in the world and just in sports right now, there's too much hate that's going on, too much hate speech. I would, you know, highly suggest people continue to lead with love. I love to lead with love. I don't think the word love has been expressed enough. For me, I want to continue to share that and also just continue to support, because I know when we, you know, are love on each other, like, we bring the best out of each other. And so that's what I want to continue to stand on.
Yeah, lead with love.
It's the definition of love, though, is everything we agree with. And the definition of hate is something that you disagree with us on.
Yes, that's correct.
That doesn't make any sense, of course.
No, loving would be telling someone the truth.
Right, exactly.
And protecting women.
At the same time.
In their spaces.
Wouldn't that be loving?
I would think
Trying
so.
Trying to protect women?
Than having everyone else play pretend to someone's delusion?
It's just...
Yes. Yes, of course.
Nonsense.
Other things going on. Hunter Biden does not feel bad for the Dem establishment. And what's your story all coming up?
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, there's much to get to. I'm kind of scattered at the moment because I had to ask AI how I could educate myself to know that biological men playing in women's sports is a good thing.
Good thing. Because I was told, we were told, we had to educate ourselves by some WNBA coach of the, what is the larynx?
The larynx?
The Valkyries or the Lynx or what?
The
Lynx,
yeah.
Okay.
The Valkyries coach is the one that said, I need more love.
Yes. Okay.
It was Cheryl Reeve that said the other, right? Isn't she the Lynx coach?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Who knows?
But her whole thing.
I hate the educate yourself stuff.
Talking
though.
About dongs and girls sports. Yes. And she said.
I don't want to give them any more oxygen that they deserve. We know, I've said this before, transgender kids belong. And I think, you know, as we're seeing sort of politically in this country, they found a talking point that people are buying into. And the only thing I ask is that people educate themselves further.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what we were talking about, though. It was trans kids. Or we were talking about women allowing biological men to play in their sport.
Yes.
Right? And so, Scott, if you wanted to know.
Yeah, I do want to know how I can educate myself. Please help me.
You go to gender identity advocacy organizations or certain academic gender studies programs.
Oh, boy.
Progressive media outlets, things like that. The Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, Athlete Alley, they publish position papers and toolkits arguing that transgender women, which would be biological dudes, should compete in women's categories after hormone therapy. And there's all sorts of different things that they can educate you on. However, something that the AI told me that I didn't even ask for was that countervailing evidence that is routinely omitted or minimized in the above sources. Boy, I didn't ask for that.
No.
But it says, large consistent data from exercise physiology, sports science, and performance records show that male puberty produces durable advantages in strength, speed, power, aerobic capacity, bone density, and skeletal leverage that are only partially reversed by testosterone suppression.
Science is going to have to educate itself.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then they're going to have to always educate Coach Weirdo there. Yes.
Male advantage in most sports is 10 to 50%, depending on the event, even after years of cross-sex hormones. Retained advantages commonly remain at like 20%.
What are we arguing about here? Seriously, what are we arguing about?
Well, I'm just saying you wanted to know how to educate yourself, and I was trying to give you an answer.
Well, that's my part of the education process.
But this AI has given me all this science and facts that I didn't ask for. So there you go. Anyway, and then it goes on for a long time to say,
it's madness. It's madness.
It is 100% madness. Yes. Okay. The Democratic Socialists have taken over the Democratic Party, at least in part. I think people would have to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that don't feel sorry for these establishment Democrats at all. And one of those people would be Hunter Biden.
Hmm.
He's doing a lot of podcasts. He's doing a lot of talking. And whenever he does and he starts swearing, I'm usually there for it because it's funny to me at least. And here we go.
People expect me to say, well, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, those people really had their heart in the right. That pissed me off. Still pisses me off. I'm angry for my dad. They know better. And I mean, a lot of them know better. You know, the David Axelrods and Rahm Emanuels and the guys that, you know, have fed off of the fiction that they're responsible for the Obama presidency.
Dude, he's got it out for those guys.
Oh, yeah.
It just kills me every time. I'm always there for it.
Yeah, he's not a big fans.
No. Do you think those guys hosed his dad?
Well, I don't know about those guys in particular, but I don't blame Hunter for being bitter about a lot of those guys because, you know, they went along with the charade until it was obvious they couldn't do it anymore.
There is that.
And they threw him under the bus. I mean, they should have done it earlier.
Yes.
But remember, you know, before the midterms in 2022, there was this rumbling that there was going to be some big piece about Joe Biden's senility coming out. if, and it was really only going to be authorized if the Democrats just face planted completely, just got wiped out in the midterms. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Not as bad as a lot of people were expecting it to be for the Democrat Party. So then they found themselves in a conundrum. What do we do about Joe now? Well, I guess.
And the sources at the time were saying they thought maybe he'd turn it over to Kamala, but he saw her and what a disaster she was. Yeah. Plus, I think he wanted the juice. And there was also, well, Dr. Jill didn't want to give up the juice either.
Yeah.
No, she was really big into it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think she had more to do with it than he did.
I don't know if we could ever set up an interview with Hunter Biden. I just want to do it to ask him about George Clooney. Because, man, when he starts going off on Clooney.
Him and everybody around him.
It's just the best. Anyway, I know we got to move on to other things. Well, speaking of the Democratic Socialists, this woman in Florida, Angie Nixon, she's a nut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that.
Huge nut.
A few clips that I can play from her. One is, we need Haitians to stay. Very important. Especially in Florida.
The Haitian community here in our state contribute over $2.6 billion to our economy. And not only that, it's not only just about their labor. It's actually about the culture that they bring here. They are amazing people. And so there needs to be a clear pathway to citizenship, especially if their country is still so unstable.
How do you know they bring $2.6 billion into the economy? Yeah. How do you know that? You just throw a number out there. That makes me nuts. You're right. Based on what? Tax records? They're not. I don't get it.
You're killing me.
Do you understand that, though?
Yeah.
They just throw these numbers at you, and you go, well, $2.6 billion. Wow.
Yes.
Based on what? Your hunch?
Yes.
You're thinking somebody told you that? I don't know.
It's also her hunch that ICE is going to shoot black people.
What?
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I missed that part.
Yeah, watch out. She said that.
They are going to racially profile us.
Yeah, she was. This was an interview with some dude from the NAACP.
Okay.
And instead of like saying, hey, you've gone too far there, I don't think this is going to happen. He doesn't say that. He just gives a at some point. Yeah.
And they are going to escalate things, and they are going to shoot and kill us, and they are going to get away with it unless we send people like me to Washington, D.C., who are going to scrutinize and. Launch investigations to go after bad actors, to arrest them and to put them in jail, and to call for an end and an abolishment of ICE.
I mean, I've heard of scare tactics before, yeah. But they're going to shoot and kill us if you don't send people like me to D.C.
It's flagrant disregard for the truth.
It's just
flagrant.
They need to put up billboards. It's like just a picture of like a uniformed law enforcement official like pointing a gun at somebody's head, and it's vote for me or you get it.
Exactly. I had to do a double take. I had to go back. Did she really just say that?
And they are going to get away with it unless we send people like me to Washington, D.C.
They're
going to
do what again?
And they are going to escalate things, and they are going to shoot and kill us.
Okay. It's a secret plot. You guys just haven't heard of it yet.
Okay. Only she can stop it.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's like the bat signal goes out. We need your help. Or people will die.
Oh.
Jeez.
It's like we said at the start, man. What a time to be alive.
I'm loopy.
All right. Yeah. It's that time. We do it a couple of times a day. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story here?
This is wild. Back in June, a military jet crashed during a training mission near Rimrock Lake in Washington State. The pilot, Marine Major Jackson Simon, survived after ejecting from his plane.
Okay.
Now, a Yakima County Sheriff's deputy's body cam footage has been released as the deputy is looking for him and finds him walking down the road. The guy's got a big gash on his face because he had hit some trees while he was landing.
Man.
And the body cam footage is, one, it's remarkable how calm this guy seems to be in such a situation. And then at one point, you're going to hear this older guy who is a witness come in and just Captain Obvious him. And it's hilarious.
All right, roll it.
Hey, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Are you the only pilot?
I am, sir. I'm okay.
Okay, let me just see. Parachute last racing.
Yeah, it looks like I went through some trees and went out. Do you have cell service with?
I do.
Yep. Do you mind if I make a call, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you guys.
Yep, we were doing circles over the lake, doing in some low level training.
Okay.
And then I tucked in, and I'm not sure exactly. Honestly, I'm a little.
Nope, you're fine.
When I tucked in,
you hit the tree bad, bud.
I went through the trees.
Jeez.
And I'm looking up, so like I'm here, I'm flying level with the ridgeline.
Got you
and
shaking.
Then, yeah. I have some adrenaline going up.
No, here. No, you're good.
Damn.
And I ejected.
You got to fly higher.
You need to go higher. That's very
yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for making a few calls.
Yeah. Do you need it for?
I need to make more calls. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Kevin Stone. It's Major Simon. Hey, buddy. I just crashed. I need you to do some stuff for me.
I like the old timers just like, you got to fly higher. Your hands are shaking.
Well, thanks for that.
And what's wrong with you? Yeah.
Would it have been mean at that point to say, yeah, I know I hit the trees. I just experienced it. Or you need to fly higher. I get it. Yeah. I'm not going to you for flying instruction. This is not helpful at this time.
Your hands are shaking, son. Well, yeah, because I just ejected after I crashed an airplane.
I have a seat over there, right, brother? Got this.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for your story?
Pretty much a given that California Governor Gavin Newsom will be running for the White House in 2028. The bench, by the way, woefully thin. I mean, when you get excited about AOC, holy cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Gavin's making some of the rounds, and he's been asked some questions about himself and about gubernatorial, about his presidential runs. And one of the reporters was from Detroit, was asking him a question. And this is one of those you put it on the tee and you just hit it out of the park, right? The reporter said, would you be a good president? Gavin's response was, I don't know. Reporter said, do you think you would? Newsom replied, I have no idea. Boy, there's a stellar sales pitch for you right there, huh?
That's it?
That's it. No idea. I don't know.
Wow.
Would you be a good president? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. What is that? Crazy. That's trying to be, like, just an honest guy of the people?
Dude, that's the worst answer you could possibly
give. Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, it may be honest, but, man, that's really about all you need to know, isn't it? You got a guy out there like this?
All right, for my story, I got this. It's back to school time.
Sure is.
Mom's dropping the kid off. And this was on Instagram. She just put it out there. So it is a woke area where she lives. Mm-hmm. So this is the way you got to drop off your kids now. Roll it.
Bye, sweetie. Remember, there are only two sexes. Boys can't become girls and girls can't become boys. Safe adults don't ask you to keep secrets. No adult should ask you for your preferred name or pronouns or who you're attracted to. If a teacher has a rainbow safe space sticker on their window or wall, they're actually not safe. No flags belong in the classroom except the state and American flag. Socialism still doesn't work. Celebrating Thanksgiving is not offensive. You don't have to apologize for being white or for loving Jesus. Borders make our country safer, so do police and prisons. Competitive sports are actually about exclusion, not inclusion. The government does not love you more than your parents do. And if anyone makes you feel unsafe, make sure you leave the classroom and call mom. Okay, have a great first day at school.
Okay, see you.
And that's what you have to do now. Things you didn't have to do in the past.
There's a checklist right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just know all those things, kid.
What happened to Stranger Danger? Isn't that?
No kidding.
That's so yesterday, isn't it?
No doubt, man. Okay. Got my pick here. Which one are we going to go with? Nimrod's in the news and a news update straight ahead.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast.
Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. People talk about the weight loss injections because they get results. You know the story. Some people don't want to deal with the injections. They just don't like needles. And then there are other people that see some of the side effects. They read about it. They've heard about it maybe from friends or different celebrities. And like, golly, I don't want that to happen to me somewhere in public. Goodness gracious. Boy, if there was just something I could take that would give me the results without the other stuff, that would be great. And that thing is called Lean.
Yes, and it's seepage-free. It works like the shots, no needles.
Oh.
Lean uses studied ingredients shown to help manage blood sugar, control appetite and cravings, and support your body to lose weight and keep that weight off.
Yeah, it's not for the casual dieter either. If you want to drop two or three what they call vanity pounds, well, Brickhouse Nutrition designed Lean for the frustrated dieter with 10 pounds or more to lose. So we'll get you started right now in a good way, 20% off plus free rush shipping. Go to TakeLean.com. Use the promo code MVCR to add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. That's MVCR. TakeLean.com.
News update, David Van Camp.
This is absolutely insane. So you got the trial of Lindsey Clancy going on. This is a woman who was in a state of psychosis or something. She snapped and murdered her three young kids.
Yeah.
Strangled them. And there are women who are coming out in support of her because they're saying that, oh, she was failed by the system and, oh, that could have been anybody that did that. And, well, Channel 5 Boston talked to some of these ladies outside the courtroom today.
It could be one of my best friends, and it could be me. So just here to support. We are hearing her. We see that she tried everything.
We feel like the system failed her. She was begging for help, but no one was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, on a lighter note, here's Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right.
Nimrod's the News. Well, we go to a flight from London where this woman is writing, and this was in the Metro UK. People have lied to you for years. The Mile High Club is not what it seems. It's awkward and disgusting. Her and her husband, they were on a way for an anniversary trip on the way back, and they're like, hey, this could be kind of fun. She details it, the nastiness of this bathroom and the smell of human waste. They decided. She said she had to swear off sex for a week afterwards. It was so bad. Head butted her partner, too, and that's Nimrod's in the news.
Running a small business is a daily balancing act. One late shipment, one price hike, one employee issue, and your whole month, maybe the entire year, could be in trouble. That's where LendSeek comes in.
I needed $100,000 fast to keep up with inventory demands. LendSeek had me funded the same day I applied. Between their AI platform finding the fastest deal and a dedicated funding specialist guiding the process, it couldn't have been easier.
Our AI-driven platform matches your business with the right program from over 100 funders, up to $2 million in as fast as 24 hours. Don't wait until it's too late. If you've been in business at least 2 years with more than $500,000 in annual revenue, qualifying is simple. No collateral, no out-of-pocket costs, no hassle. From lines of credit, term loans to revenue-based financing, LendSeek is open for business. Apply in minutes at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.